Some intense scenes played out at the state capitol in Lansing yesterday. Armed demonstrators in the Senate gallery and angry protesters locked out of the state house chambers. All of this was driven by tensions over Governor Gretchen Whitmer's emergency powers during the coronavirus pandemic. Joining me now is Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show. Always a pleasure.
Senator Dana Polhanke tweeted yesterday that some of her colleagues at the Capitol were actually wearing bulletproof vests for protections. What does it say when people feel the need to wear that kind of protection? And I just wonder about your general reactions to the protests yesterday.
Well, obviously, Americans have the fundamental right to protest and explain their frustrations to government when they feel that they're being poorly represented. But we always encourage people to do so in a safe way, in a respectful way. Doug, I was in the House chambers yesterday and am not aware of all the dynamics and things that occurred in the Senate chamber. It's appropriate for people to share their frustrations with government because there truly are people around our state right now who are hurting. They're frustrated. They've had their livelihoods taken away. They're being told they can't work a job and take care of their family. And I think we can battle COVID-19 in a more responsible way. But I was disappointed at some of the signs I saw on the lawn yesterday. I was disappointed by some of the behavior that was reported to me.
Well, and there were some signs in various photos and videos from the Capitol yesterday of swastikas and also some Confederate flags. There were reports of death threats. Is that the type of behavior that you're talking about?
Yeah, some of the behavior that was reported to me is absolutely unacceptable. I think it's un-American, and I think we need to do all we can to petition our government to explain our frustrations in a responsible way.
Governor Whitmer issued new executive orders last night to extend Michigan's COVID-19 state of emergency until May 28th. You and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey have said you're ready to go to court to block future use of the emergency powers the governor has exercised. What is at the root of that impasse between you?
Well, Doug, the law is very clear in the state of Michigan. We have separation of powers. But in a time of emergency, the governor can declare a state of emergency. Now, the only way that state of emergency can be extended is through a partnership with the legislature where the legislature extends it. In Michigan history, every single state of emergency that has ever been extended has come because the legislature did so. We had been negotiating with the governor leading up to this. We had made several offers and things how we thought we could better partner with her and be a resource to her and be a voice to the people. She's rejected all those offers. Yesterday, we did not extend the state of emergency because we want to come back in and get back to the regular democratic process and move our state forward together through this crisis. The governor declared yesterday she is above the law. She no longer needs the legislature, and she unilaterally extended it.
Well, there's some dispute about the laws in play, one that was enacted in 1945, one in 1976. And the consensus among legal experts that we have checked in with seems to be that any lawsuit challenging the emergency powers of the governor would fail. What do you see as your strategy there?
Well, we will see what happens. I won't comment much on potential pending litigation, but what I will say is this. Not only does that lack logic, but it's against the law. And here's what I mean by that, Doug. Anyone who believes that the governor does not need legislative approval to extend a state of emergency, therefore believes that a governor can simply declare a state of emergency for whatever reason, and therefore render the legislature completely meaningless so long as he or she thinks that they need this power. That's why we have checks and balances. That's why we have separation of powers. And let me also point out a very important fact. Since 1976, when that law was passed that required a 28-day extension by the legislature, there have been 87 different state of emergencies or disasters. Of those 87, only 10 have been extended. But every single extension came from the legislature, and here's the reason why. The law simply requires it.
Mr. Speaker, we're short on time. Do you worry that so much of the discussion is about political control that that's getting in the way of real discussions about the best strategies for protecting and helping Michiganders?
This is not a question of political control. This is a question of, are we going to listen to people and follow the system of government that our people put in place? Again, we want to be a partner with the governor. We can still work together. That's why we're going to be in Lansing next week, and we hope that she accepts our partnership.
Mr. Speaker, one final question. What is your biggest fear for Michigan's future after all of this?
My fear would be that we take COVID-19, obviously with it being terrible for our state and for our country, but by the way we handle it, make it worse and people hurt unnecessarily. I think we can prioritize public health, yet still be responsible in how we battle COVID-19. So my biggest fear would be that a mishandling of this leads to an even larger crisis than what we should have had to deal with.
Republican Lee Chatfield is the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Always a pleasure. I look forward to next time.